This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And finally live again. Back from Dallas, Texas. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm not the only one that's back. But joining me again after we just had dinner and hung out and did a whole bunch of things in Dallas, Texas, he is a part of the ensemble cast of the Polite Society podcast. He is the host of Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He is a writer at his own website, the Slow Facts WordPress blog, and a featured writer at Ammoland and ClashDaily.com. And this is Rob Morse.
Bill, can you hear me today?
I can hear you today. I can.
This is, you know, what's the story? We were busy. We had people to meet, things to do, guns to touch.
Yep.
Man, what? How bad could that be?
It sort of sounds like a pretty fun time, doesn't it?
And I got to see you interview Ted Nugent.
Yeah. For what that was worth. I mean, Rob, who knows enough about Ted, I was like, well, so how did that go? He's like, typical Nugent. And that's exactly the way it was, but it was still a fun time. So.
Typical Ted is a riot.
Yeah.
So but there was some more thoughtful commentary as well. You know what? We got to hang out with Laura Carno of Colorado Faster. I got to have breakfast with her. Tim Knight, Rick Hector, Dr. John Lott. I went to his lecture, but John and Dean never made it. Oh, you know, win a few, lose a dear one. All right.
And now there's a new president of the NRA.
There is, indeed.
For those of you who do not know, the new president of the NRA is Colonel Oliver North,
who's clearly got the media chops to handle it. But does he have? So what is that job? He will. He's being asked to be two things, right? A spokesman, got it cold. A corporate leader, set the direction, the pace, and hold people accountable. That's harder, particularly with the diffuse board of the NRA.
Interesting choice, though, because this is a guy who stood in front of Congress, and he's not afraid to be candid, and he's unabashedly unashamed of doing his duty.
Right.
This will be a new thing. This is a new day for the NRA.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they found... I think Oliver North is willing to be more direct, not necessarily harsh, not necessarily insulting, but I don't think he's at all shy. Right.
No, isn't that nothing? And you know, I prefer direct. I prefer a lot of those things. But a lot of people will look at that military bluntness, which is just sort of matter of fact, and say, wow, he's sort of abrasive, but that's okay. That's what we need. That's what we need right now.
But so I hope. Well, you know, when you and I are told that we're terrorists,
yeah,
we can be a little abrasive back in the sense that we can firmly confront bold lies. How shy would you like us to be in that situation?
Did you see any protesters?
I never saw.
I didn't see any protesters.
They were, I think I was walking around, and they were way, way, you know, quarter mile away or more, and there was a protest. But you had to hoof it out pretty far to find it.
Okay. I did see the rolling sign that said, NRA, how much money have you taken from Putin today, or something like
that. Oh, yeah, that's the rent-a-truck with a sign on it. And yeah, that was... Wow.
When the driver would drive by, he'd be looking out just viciously at us. He was doing everything but shake his fist at us, like, I'll get you one day, you evil gun owners.
Well, okay, let's go back there. And we had tip already to Miguel Gonzalez, who looked it up already, because the Dallas PD posts at the end of every day the number of violent crimes in their city by section of the city.
I've been waiting.
And crime fell by a third when 85,000 of us, quote, terrorists showed up. And all the thugs went, oh.
When I was in an Uber or a Lyft, I can't remember. It was a Lyft because Uber didn't work for me in Dallas for some stupid reason. But they were like, so it's about guns and everything, right? And I said, well, you should really be appreciative of this because everywhere we go, every weekend, that's the safest weekend in that city wherever we are.
Yep, exactly.
He was somewhat taken aback by that. But, yeah, that's the way it always works out. It worked out that way in Louisville. It worked out that way in Atlanta. So we're going to take this hour and recap some of the stuff that we saw and everything, the stuff that...
We'll at least do a once-over, and there's plenty of news if we think that runs slow. But I have a question for you. You were looking at hardware and people. Did you get a chance to take any of the seminars? Because you can go to class and never poke your head out.
No, it was purely a capitalistic visit for me.
Well, you stayed on the floor. There,
yes.
So people know there are 18 or so seminar rooms where you can go listen to all kinds of things. For example, armed citizen engagement with law enforcement. I listened to one called Factors That Affect Shooting Performance Under Stress. That's where I heard John Lott update his latest research. Fascinating stuff. We'll talk about it more.
That is there.
Oh, now there's something. I was on a bit of a hardware hunt, though.
What were you looking
out on
for?
The floor? Did you see anything that, you know, knocked you over?
I saw one new company. Well, I don't think they're new, but I saw a company called TriArc, which is a Glock modifier that, nowadays everybody's modifying everything.
Yes.
Not just handguns. They'll modify some sort of rifle, some sort of shotguns. So they've got that whole thing going on, and I saw them, and I looked at their guns, and they seem to be going in a different direction than the one I've seen before, which was interesting. I was very interested in holsters this time because, we got a class coming up and I'm trying to figure out, I don't even know what gun I'm going to take right now though. And I probably need to have two to take.
Huh.
So, okay. I'm getting a little nervous about this because I need to be brushing up in the next few weeks as we get ready and get closer to the class that Rob and I are both taking at Tactical Response in Camden, Tennessee. And
yes.
So I was looking at some of that stuff, and I don't know. It was really interesting. It's still the same crowd, though. Still the same crowd. When you sit down at one of these venues, they have these gigantic tables that you can't possibly take up with your party. So you're sitting down with two or three parties, and everybody just strikes up a conversation, has a pretty good old time. So
right.
I noticed that quite a bit, and I had fun with that. I didn't get around as much as my walking around people did with me, Dan and Ava. They saw all the good stuff, and I was too busy being capitalistic. But that was.
Hey, now just we have a minute before we have to go to break.
Slightly.
Let's talk about the other end of the equation: ammunition. So I'm walking along, and I tons of ammo. I went to some, I'll call them high-quality vendors. For example, Double Tap, specializes in, unusual and almost, I'll say, custom ammo. And I said, hey, make me a wise guy, because I'll take ammunition that calls itself for self-defense, meaning hollow point, quality case, major vendor. And sometimes it has a flash, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it's smoky, sometimes it's low smoke. And the guy goes, yeah, you're stuck. Because unless they say that they're doing that on purpose, they're still just meeting the SAMI specs, which is a pressure spec. So
there you go.
After the break.
After the break. We'll be right back My guest this evening is Rob Morris. We are back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. We just got done spending a few days hanging out here and there. Had dinner one night and everything else. Dallas is bumping hard to get
into
around
each other
it,
on the floor and in the press room.
Over and over again, yeah. Dallas is hard to get around, though. I mean, finding stuff there is crazy. Then finding parking is crazier. So
I Ubered everywhere.
Yeah, I did too. Except for the night we went out with Amanda Suffercool.
Okay. Yep. Yes, that's right. Yeah, we stuffed, what, six of us into a rented clown car. That was different.
That was
a little different. Hey, though, I got to shoot a bunch of suppressed firearms. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was an event before the NRA convention put on by the American Suppressor Association.
Right.
Fascinating, and made some contacts there I want to follow up with. Like, okay, guys, what do we do after the hearing? What's the Hearing Act? The one that's stalled in the Senate.
It's one of the hunting acts, isn't it? It's about making it easier for hunters and everything else, and that's part of the reason that hunters want to use suppressors as well. I can't remember what it's called though.
Right, I forgot.
Not for the life of me.
Talk about a fun group to geek with. Oh my God. Just for the gun geeks in the audience, I didn't know that suppressors are now the cutting edge of long distance, high accuracy shooting.
Well, neither did I. How is that possible? I mean, what kind of ammunition do you use for that?
The same type. Obviously, with your normal long range loads, having that suppressor on the end can help you control the way that puff of gas emerges from around the back of the bullet.
Okay.
And therefore, it's like having the perfect crown or a more tolerant crown shape for every bullet. And they get a couple feet per second extra. Fine. Go for it, guys. Fascinating. It does change barrel harmonics a little bit, but...
Is that why hunters want them, or is it because...
No. Hunters want them just so that, you don't go deaf. But this is such a geeky industry. Oh, my gosh. If you want to know on the last cutting edge for anything, there's somebody there that'll hand it to you on a plate with a smile. It's great stuff.
Have you ever talked to Joe Moe of Ackless Defense?
I have not.
Now, Joe is the ultimate gun geek. He is an engineer in his soul. When you're asking him about guns and everything, that's exactly the way he'll geek out on you about the guns and everything else. He does a lot of in integrated suppressed stuff.
Okay.
And Red Jacket Firearms on TV, when they were Sons of Guns, they were doing built-in suppressors on AKs for some crazy reason, but somebody wanted some, so they did that. But
I did shoot a suppressed Ruger 10/22, integrally suppressed. The bolt operating was almost as noisy as the shot.
I was about to say, how quiet can that one get?
Awfully quiet. You could, let's just say, at 100 yards, you'd hear the ping from the steel. So
you had fun. I'm out there running around. Rob was walking around
carrying
seeing
a camera
all these nice
and goofing off.
Yeah. Well, you weren't goofing off. You were doing the stuff that I would do if I wasn't doing the stuff I was doing.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to be a political geek, you could do that too. I mean, this whole everybody was there. I'm a big advocate of the FASTER program, train teachers,
right,
to protect students. I got to catch up with Laura Carno, who's doing that in Colorado, and that whole program is evolving really quickly, in the sense that it used to be, a school district would think about it long and hard, and after months of deliberation, they'd send a teacher, and they're not doing that anymore. We got school districts who go from, I'm not interested, to, okay, here's a dozen teachers or two dozen. It's being accepted. It's no longer it's like a product introduction. We've gotten past the what does it do, and we're on to the do I need it yet? And once they answer that, boom, full staff on the way.
Right. The I guess if I had to, for the people that have never been to one of these things, I would say SHOT Show is where you go if you're wanting to look at the guns and the tech. But if you're wanting more of a overall thing, whether it's politics or the tech and the gear, the NRA meetup would be the one to go to. I'm being in the chat room being asked, what do we think about Oliver North being the president of the NRA? I think it's a pretty good thing. What do you think?
I like it. Is it perfect? Perfect's not an option. It is a wonderful choice. He will be a wonderful spokesman. The part of the issue, though, is because the NRA is such a large organization involved in so many things, and it's got such a huge board, 76 members on the board of directors. Therefore, you need a very strong executive leadership team.
Right.
Was he the right choice for that? Hard to tell.
I think he'll be better than what we had.
He's not a Donald Trump.
Well, but he'll be better than what we had, though.
Brownell?
Well, I mean, Brownell has a big business to run, right?
Right.
He's got divided focus. And besides this, I don't know what Oliver North does now.
Yeah. Well, he was a commentator for quite a long time.
Yeah.
You know what? And when it comes to managing the NRA now has a media empire, right?
Yep.
Many media shows. He can provide guidance for that in a way that Pete Brownell's never could.
And at this particular moment, the thing about gun rights and everything else, it's really not a part-time job. I mean, you can do it part-time, but I mean, with this crowd that's out here, they have completely abandoned all pretense that, we don't want to take the guns. Now they're like, oh yeah, we want to take the guns. So
right,
this needs somebody that's going to be giving it his undivided attention.
Right, exactly. Speaking of politics, though, I met the head of the Texas GOP, the chairman of the Texas Republicans.
Well,
he was there.
You can tell us about that in the next segment, because I'd be interested to hear about the Texas GOP, because Texas is a state they want to turn blue, as you know. But Rob Morris, you can find him on iTunes with either Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast or the Polite Society podcast. And online, you can find him at Slow Facts WordPress blog, or as a featured writer at Ammoland, or as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. We had a very long discussion about how I mess that up every time. I'm working on that. I'm trying to work that up. I'm trying to work on that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is in Canada for the G7 summit. One of the things the president hopes to address is free trade.
They understand, and you know, they're trying to act like, well, we fought with you in the wars. They don't mention the fact that they have trade barriers against our farmers. They don't mention the fact that they're charging almost 300% tariffs. When it all straightens out, we'll all be in love again.
Today, the White House launched a raw and unfiltered look at the opioid epidemic that many folks are facing, called the crisis next door. Kellyanne Conway joined Fox News to talk about just how important this issue is to the president.
He heard from on the campaign. He brought that issue right in here to the White House, as he promised he would. The First Lady is very involved through her Be Best initiative. She is the one most responsible for elevating the issue of neonatal abstinence syndrome babies. There's 100 newborns born every single day, already chemically dependent.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening is Rob Morse. When I got back here, Rob, I was so disgusted. You know, I was in this flurry of getting things and making sure I had that battery and this cable and all this other stuff. And I completely tore my studio apart, and I'm looking at it, and I literally... Yesterday, I tore my studio apart. I redid it completely.
Yeah, isn't that... When you say, I have the equipment to do something, and you go, yeah, except I have to disassemble something else that I use for a living to patch all this other stuff together. It's tough.
Yep. Well, I mean, it just wasn't working. I mean, I'm shooting video and doing the show and everything. None of the stuff... I mean, I was... reaching over stuff to hit things while I'm live doing the show and everything, so I redid it. And I'm just sitting here being happy. But, hey, you saw the head of the Texas GOP. Now, I would love to hear, what did you guys talk about? There's some things I would have loved to have asked him. What did you guys talk about?
Well, you know what I found out? He's listened to some of the pro-gun podcasts. He goes... Oh, yeah, I've heard of you. I sort of recognize your voice. And do you know about this other podcast? Because I started listening to them all. Oh, dude, let me shake your hand again.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. James Dickey, head of the... Now, he used to be the... Well, he was the chairman of one county in Texas. I think Travis County.
Right.
And he did such a fine job, they said... Here, take the whole state, which is hundreds of counties. Texas counties are fairly small. But talk about stepping up. And one of the things that he did was he appointed a grassroots. He met Rachel Malone, one of my hosts on the Polite Society podcast.
Right.
And she now works for the Republican Party.
Well, now that's in what capacity?
Well, his girl Friday, his right-hand man is a girl. Right. Operations for this Texas. The way they met is Texas in that county. Rachel was putting on grassroots activism seminars. You know, she was a music teacher who went, I want to lobby the Senate. I'm going to become an activist.
Right.
I want more help. I'm going to put on these seminars for all my gun friends at ranges, at these meets that we have in front of, Tea Party groups, homeschool groups, women's Republican auxiliary groups in different cities around Texas. And all of a sudden, I don't know that they'd admit. I'd never disagree if they didn't. But seeing someone that is that much of an activist, they'd rather have her in the tent than outside of it.
You know, I really think every politician should hire somebody from the Second Amendment side, the Second Amendment persuasion, because a lot of people in politics say they're for the Second Amendment and cannot articulate why.
Okay.
But have you not found that?
Well, in this case, you and I are frightened by rhinos, right? They say one thing. The Texas GOP censured some of their legislative leadership for not doing what they said they would do.
Well, that's
interesting. You don't hear that very often.
No.
And it was fascinating to discuss Hurricane Harvey with James Dickey. He goes a couple times a day. We've got, you know, it's too soon for all the feds and disaster preparedness and even in some times for the Coast Guard to respond, but they go, we got a bunch of drugs here, a hospital that needs them. Here's a oil guy with a spare helicopter. Get the FAA out of the way. How many hours will it take? You know, just that kind of get it done attitude.
Right.
Fascinating to hear. But it, you know what? It's the Cajun Navy, another face of the Cajun Navy. All right. There are no boats involved. Same idea. Heartening. Just the sort of people we want changing the face of government in Texas.
Well, hopefully they keep Texas red. Texas definitely needs to stay red. But the problem is that a lot of California is moving to Texas, and now with the new taxes and everything that's happening, the taxes are going to drive more people to Texas. Because Texas, as far as I know, doesn't have any income tax, do they?
Good question. I don't know. I can check, but I don't know offhand. Louisiana does, I'll tell you that, and we're next door. But around here, the joke a politician makes is, what would Texas do? Yeah, it is the standard by which everybody compares.
Right. Well.
Now, you've had, was Dark Angel one of your sponsors for a while?
Gary Davis, yes, sir.
I went to, while I was at NRA, a buddy goes, hey, I'm putting on a all-day medical training course on Monday, the day after. Why don't you at least audit it to compare? And, well, auditing it means I stayed there for pretty much the whole thing. Got home at, oh, God, dark here in Louisiana. And it was amazing how first aid has sure changed a lot since I was a kid.
Right.
Now it's, what do you have to do to keep people alive for the 15 minutes until EMTs get there? And you know where they got the curricula, really? Was from the military.
Well, the military, that, you know, that 15-minute time frame is about the lift, the helicopter.
Right.
Helicopter ride to the rear, because it's probably closer to about 25 minutes if they can do it. But when Kerry used to come on the show, he would say, you know, 80% of the time, if somebody's breathing and somebody isn't bleeding out, if they make it to the hospital, they're going to live. And that's, right. That's the whole thing, to keep them in position of living. Being told in the chat room, Texas has no state income tax, but they do have too many liberals from Cali.
I understand and I agree. Although now I know a bunch of the conservatives are leaving Cali. They just said enough. Now, let me put a number on that.
Dr. John is in the chat room. Hello, Dr. John. We missed you.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
When the military put this, what do you want to call it? It's zero responder. If it's not first, all right, you know, on scene. Just, you know.
First on scene.
You can't wait 3 minutes for a guy to bleed out for the medic to get there.
Yep.
And casualty rates drop by 75%. Wow. Wow. Now, we didn't do the carrier buddy 5 feet, you know, 50 feet over broken ground. Now, we're just civilians. We just got to keep them alive.
You didn't do the low crawl belt hookup thing where you got to low crawl and drag your face through the mud and drag him behind you when you're going to.
No, we did not.
Oh, that's too bad.
But we did do the equivalent sort of a force on force where, okay, you go around the corner and somebody, they start putting red bandages that indicate blood on people in different places. And they give them a little symptom card and you walk around the corner and you go, man, that looks like a mess. There are a bunch of people down. And you wade in and put on gloves and take care of business.
Was Kerry Davis doing it? Was he the one putting it on?
No, it was Sean Herron, who also, you can find him at welikeshooting.com.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. But I got to get my individual first aid kit isn't up to speed. I got to go to Sean and get a better IFAC.
Yeah, the IFAC is a new thing. When I was in the military, our IFAC consisted of one pressure dressing.
And these days, that's just now they'll have a nasal cannula, right?
Nasal airway. They've got chest decompression needle. They got it all. We're coming up on the next break. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. You can find him online at Slofax WordPress blog, Ammoland.com, and Clash Daily. You can listen to him at Self Defense Gun Stories Podcast and Polite Society. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse this particular hour. We were hanging out in Texas for a bit. Rob stayed there a little bit longer. You got there before I got there, and you stayed there longer than I did, didn't you?
I did. Well, I was there the day before for the suppressor shoot. Right. I was there the day after for the medical training. Yes.
Did you go there the day before to get your... I was a little miffed at the fact that they had to have known how many press were coming.
Right.
And they had two people set up to issue out the press credentials, which there was a line going on for a mile.
Exactly. No, they just clearly bobbled that. And the rest of the time there, they kept three people there. I looked at the line and then said, I don't need this yet. Getting a press pass basically gets you a free coffee and a place to sit. I went and just got my regular pass.
You know, I didn't even think about that. I never went to the press room. went to the press room. I went in there. I hung out with Paul Markle for a little bit, student of the gun. He's got a new book that just came out, and I went to his book signing that was going on, and at the Century booth, and then I had to run somewhere else. I mean, it was just constant running for me. I'm not complaining, mind you. One of these days, I'm going to go to one of these things. It'd be nice if I had no business going on, though. If I could just go and just video if I want a video, and if I don't want a video, I don't video.
Yeah. See, for me, it was... Yeah, although I was there to see people, but still. Not the way you were. No, you were... counting the minutes and, ooh, I got to be.
Yes. Yes, I was. But one thing I found interesting, when I was talking to some of my sponsors, that is a logistical challenge for these companies to bring their stuff in. And in some cases, it is a budget buster in certain cases, like for AR-500 armor, right? They use steel armor. No matter how light they get it, if they bring X amount of plates in there, they've still got to ship that in. They can't fly with that. They're out of Arizona. Maybe they could have driven it in there. But, I mean, it's just a logistical nightmare to get some of that stuff in. Ammunition guys don't have to worry about that because they can't carry no ammunition. They just got to set up their booth. They can't have ammunition in there. But
right, right. And by the way, all the firearms in there have had their firing pins cut so that Johnny Knucklehead can't, if he does bring in his own ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it was, did you go there looking for any particular guns you wanted to touch?
You know, most of the guns that I like are variations on the guns that already exist.
Oh, okay, that's right. You mentioned that.
Yeah, and so for the, you know, for ARs right now, I'm looking at ARs, and there's lots of AR companies out there that make some very nice stuff, very nice stuff. But, like, I went by Wyndham Weaponry, who's not a sponsor now, but they were a long-time sponsor, and I said hello to Mark Eliason just to say hello, and... The good thing that I'm finding out, though, is that the AR market, all of the manufacturers seem to think that the hard part of that is over with now.
Okay, good.
That's what Wyndham was saying, and Wyndham was very concerned about that. So I found that enjoyable to think about, which means you got the two kinds of companies. You got the basic AR company, and then you got the boutique type shop.
Right. Right.
I had never ever realized how much of a logistical challenge it is for some of these companies to run this stuff in here.
It's, well, how many acres was it? It was a big, big show.
Yeah.
It broke attendance records, and I thought that attendance was smaller because the floor was so big it was easy to move around, and I'm going,
yep.
I can move. How many people can be here until you finally get in one corner and the earth curves and you can barely see the other corner. It was a big, big center.
Well, you have to, and you had to be a little bit, shall we say, you had to be a little bit adaptive. In the beginning, if you knew how to hug the wall, you could make it through there quicker. And then everybody else figured out if you hug the wall, you can make it through there quicker. So then you had to sort of shift to the road closest to the wall and then maybe towards the middle. And then, although it was, you know, It did create some psychological warfare moments for me. Because, like, you'd be looking for a men's room, right? And they were all on one side. So you see a ladies' room on the other side. And you'd be, all right, I'm just going to go around the corner. There'll be the men's room. And then you look across, and it's across this expanse.
But you know what? It was a gun show on steroids.
Yes.
So I got to grab the CZP-10 and the Hudson. Or if some of my students have small hands, so I got
What did you think about the P-10?
I like. I want to go shoot it. Now I got to find that.
See, the problem for me, I had a P-10. I don't have a P-10 right now. I do have a P-09, but I want a striker fired. I want striker fired for this class. And if I had enough magazines, and this is the thing, I'll probably end up having to go buy a Glock. Because I have so many magazines for them, and so much for the no more Glocks for me. But I'll probably end up having to go buy a Glock unless my sponsor pulls it out and manages to get some things built, because he has started from scratch. I've got one sponsor that has started from scratch, cutting his own slides and doing all this other stuff, and it's going to be epic. I just don't know if it's going to be ready in time for a June the 8th class.
We have to figure out where we're staying too.
Supposedly, there's a Best Western motel close to James that is a. Okay. I think he's also an alumni. So,
oh, there we go.
Yeah,
but whatever you are interested in, I want a hunting pistol, a hunting rifle. You could sit there and go, here are the three or four top contenders, and walk from one to the other, and within a few minutes have held them, touched them, compared them. Can't do that at most gun shows.
Nope. And if you're a hunter and you like to go on hunting expeditions, there's a couple of rows there where you can start on one side and go down the middle and just plan your next year and go a different place every week. There's enough of those places there. You can be overseas. You can be anywhere here in the United States. A lot of big game hunters show up for that. A lot of tactical nylon. I'm trying something right now. Have you ever heard of a Vertex Transit commuter sling bag?
No, but as I was walking the places and seeing all those bags, I did think of you in your, I go, did your search for the perfect bag
We found the one bag. We found one bag that would work. We're talking about my suitcases were overloaded. We had to offload a little bit to get back on the plane to head back. Yes, we found a backpack. We bought it from the one place that didn't take carts.
Oh, okay, cash.
But then I had to go to the NRA store and I bought the Vertex sling bag, which you can actually carry the sling bag, and there are people that on YouTube that can carry the sling bag, have their weapon in it, and have it drawn and first shot out in 1.49 seconds.
Wow!
So I got one of those, and I gave one of those to Dan Kay, who was hanging out with us, because he's a good friend. And I've been carrying that because I can carry a bigger gun that way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And yeah, a camera. I have to carry a camera everywhere I go, because I want to be Cecil B. DeMille.
And that is the classic problem. We have guns that are so small you can barely hold them. They're quite lethal. They're just they're not a handful. And on the other hand, if you have a great on-body option, take it.
Yeah, this bag, when it's on, that's the thing. The thing about carrying a gun in a bag is it's got to be on you, and then it's like a holster. But if you get out there and start taking it off, well,
oops,
that's a different thing. But I mean, this bag is really well designed, and I'll be talking about this one later. But I had a good time. I had a good time hanging out with you.
Hey, before you, I want to throw in a tip. I hope you get to investigate this.
Sure.
For tomorrow, or maybe the next hour, for all I know. Did you see where the New York Attorney General had been beating on his girlfriend?
Girlfriends.
Oh, man.
Yes, I did see that. Yeah.
Doesn't that make him prime candidate for a CNN commentator?
It makes him a prime candidate for resigning. He resigned.
Yeah. Wow.
Now he's got to look for a job. But anyway, I know you just got off the road. I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. We have hour number two that is inbound. The show continues on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.